Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Very exciting news. We decided to do like a little bonus episode for you guys, which we are obviously recording right the second while Francis drinks his coffee.
Yeah, his coffee tastes like Bovril.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Let me smell it. Oh, it does. That is Bovril.
No, it's not. It's coffee, but it tastes like Bovril.
He's not happy. We're sitting in Lincoln at the moment at, what is the theatre called?
The New Theatre Royal.
New Theatre Royal in Lincoln. And we decided to record a little bonus episode for you guys, not only because we love you, but because we wanted to give you an update on what's happening on the tour, because we're touring around the world.
We're on the road.
We're on the world tour.
Well, this is capturing a moment on the road.
It's not a world tour, it's a road tour, that's completely right. But we're on tour and we're going around to 22 different dates. We've done Loughborough, Stamford, Sheffield, and now we're in Lincoln right the second, sitting in the auditorium in the theatre, which is very exciting. So we want to give you a little update. So this episode for you right now with Francis and I is a little bonus episode, but you've got to stick around to the end.
Yeah.
Because at the very end of it, we're going to give you a sneak peek into our next episode, and I'll give you a little hint. Uh-huh. His name is Jack Whitehall.
Oh, yeah, Jack.
That's a little hint for you right there. So it's going to be a big episode for us. So stick around for a little sneak peek into the funny, hilarious laughter that we had with him. But also, don't forget, we're going around to all these different theatres, so you can go and get your tickets at privatepartspodcast.com or on Ticketmaster. If they're not on Ticketmaster, they'll be on Private Parts Podcast. And if you're under 25 or a student, they're £15 a ticket.
Well, for the moment, until, you know, they won't be for very long, so get them now.
Yeah, that's true. Go and grab them
as
right now.
As soon as we sell out of the discounted ones, there'll only be standard general admission available. So if you want the discounted ones, buy them now.
But for now, we want to give a big thank you to Now TV, streaming service, our sponsors. So thank you guys for that. But here we go. A little bonus episode for you guys. So sit back, enjoy on your commute, coming back from commute, school, cooking, whatever you're doing right now. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little bonus episode. Francis?
Take it easy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. And this is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives. Join me is Francis Ball. Hello, Francis.
Hello. Good evening.
So today, guys, we are...
It's the morning, actually.
It's the morning, actually. We're currently in Lincoln, of all places. That's where we're going.
Sitting in the Royal box.
We're sitting in the stalls at the moment of, what is it, the Royal Theatre in Lincoln?
Yeah, the new Royal Theatre,
The new Royal Theatre in Lincoln.
Because there was an old Royal one, but...
What do you mean there's an old Royal one?
Probably, maybe there was some history to it. Maybe the old one burnt down, or...
I think it's just called the old Royal Theatre.
No, this is the new Royal Theatre.
There wouldn't be a theatre before that was old that had burned down.
Why not?
Because this is old.
Let me look it up on my phone.
Okay, fine, Google it. But we're currently in Lincoln at the moment. We've been on the road now for 4 days. So what you probably may or may not know, I'm sure if you're an avid listener of Private Parts, you know that we have been on tour for the last 4 days. We started off in Loughborough. We then went for Stamford. We were in Sheffield last night. And today we're in Lincoln, of all places.
Yeah. And tomorrow we are in... Where are we in tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think... I can't actually remember where we are tomorrow.
Okay, the present theatre, initially called the New Theatre Royal, was built in 1893. The designs of Bertie Crewe and W.G.R. Sprague. After an explosion and fire in 1892... The previous Theatre Royal on the site built in 18... Yeah, see, I was right. There's a fire here.
So this is the new one?
So this is the new Theatre Royal.
Okay, but it's still old. So, when was this one built?
This... The theatre was blah, blah, blah. Okay, so...
In 1976?
2000... hold on. So it's a really old theatre, but the new theatre was built... The structure of the building remained the same until 1907 when the present frontage for it. So in 1907, it was rebuilt, basically.
But okay, before we...
So that's why it's called the New Theatre Royal.
Before we start this, like this theatre was sitting... We're sitting in the theatre at the moment. The safety curtain, you know, which you have on the stage is in front of us right now.
Do you know why they have a safety curtain?
So, no, actually, don't. Why do they have a safety curtain?
Well, obviously, it's so that people wandering around backstage...
Can't be seen.
If it's dark in here, the lights are off, they might just wander out and fall off the front of the stage and injure themselves.
So they have a safety curtain?
That's why it's for safety, yeah.
When you were younger, did you like going to the theatre?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I used to look at all the people on the stage and think, wow, they're like they love the attention.
That's what you see. So when you used to look at people on the stage, you used to think they loved the attention?
So they must love the attention. And then when you know when you sort of see them after the performance, back out in the foyer or whatever, and then you walk past them and they really smell. I remember they smell like really pungent perfume. They put loads of pungent perfume on. And I remember thinking, God, is that how people on stage smell?
What are you talking about? I remember that when you used to go and buy sweets. So I would always buy sweets.
When one would go buy sweets, yeah.
What did I say?
When I would.
Yeah, when I would.
All right, when one would go and buy sweets.
When I would go and buy sweets.
Okay, yeah.
Or when one would go and buy sweets. You would go and buy those little boxes. They were like boxes of like...
Fleshlights.
They were boxes of fleshlights.
You started young.
No, I didn't. They were those boxes of like round trees.
Apparently, didn't you once put a Tangfastic on your willy?
What?
You put a Tangfastic on your willy.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did apparently.
No, I didn't.
Why is that rumour going around?
There's no rumour going around me putting a Tangfastic on my willy. But I used to buy these little boxes of round trees, fruit pastel, like fruit gum type things, and these boxes. And that's why I used to love going to theatre. But I wasn't... And also, I remember we used to have binoculars in the crowd, and you could get them out with a Velcro... We used to have Velcro strap watches, and you could put the strap into the binoculars and rip out the binoculars.
Yeah.
And then you could...
And you stole the binoculars.
What would I do with a mini pair of binoculars?
Look at stuff far away.
No. Also, okay, we've been on the tour now. We've been on the road.
You finally, last night, first time, finally got your lines right. What do you think did it? What was the watershed moment?
we had a couple of moments already on tour. We were... The biggest moment so far probably was Loughborough. We came to Loughborough. I just had a birthday party, so I was incredibly...
Two-day bender.
It wasn't a two-day bender. I had been partying...
Two-day... Drug-fueled bender.
I did not do a two-day drug-fueled bender.
You had like a... Didn't you have some weird tarpaulin on the ground where everyone just got lubed up and rolled around?
No, we had a party and I got drunk and then I arrived in Loughborough and it was our first performance and we were practicing our first half and second half before we came on and we kind of got it right and we were ready to go and we came on stage and we came into the second half. And we got halfway through and I suddenly forgot my lines. I didn't know what to say. And
I managed to save us.
No, what happened was is that... So I didn't know what my line was. And the problem is when I don't know my line, Francis doesn't know the segue. So if we're on stage and every single time I get something wrong, Francis, instead of like ad-libbing with me or trying to go with the conversation, on stage in front of a few hundred people, I go, ah, so how are you feeling today? Francis goes, what? He just keeps saying what to me. So our director Rafe from the sideline in the wings, we suddenly went... We got it wrong. We didn't know what we were saying. So suddenly from the wings, we had like whistling at us. Francis Segen goes, what?
What? No, that is not what happened, actually. I recovered it and saved us and got
you
us
did,
back on track.
You did recover us, but I was looking at...
I said what once, because I also think it's kind of funny to put more pressure on you to come up with a line.
No, I still find it hilarious how our director, Rafe, on the sideline was... And then at one point he went, psst. On the side. What is he doing?
And then he was making violin noises or something.
Is that what? Because it was for that one bit.
Yeah.
What is your favourite thing about being on tour with me?
What is my favourite thing about being on tour with you? I would say going to the gym.
Yeah, we've been to the gym now twice.
No, three times.
Have we been to the gym three times?
Yeah.
Why do you keep playing with your Velcro when I say not to? We've been to the gym twice. Oh, I think it's twice.
So we went...
We went in Stanford and we went in Sheffield.
Oh, we didn't go in Loughborough, yeah.
We didn't go in Loughborough.
Been twice. Feels like three times.
But it's actually like the most amazing thing in the world to be... Because we're being on tour and we're travelling around the country and we're going to all these different dates, it's pretty freaking insane that we're, like, doing this. But it's insane because, I mean, it's a real, like, buzz. Like, when we were younger, we always wanted to do this. We wanted to be travelling sort of comedians in a sense, and I think that's what we're trying to do at the moment. Sorry for all the noise in the background. It's because we're recording. Oh, there's some more noise. We're trying to record this podcast in the actual theatre because we think it's a bit authentic. What has been your favourite place we've been to so far?
My favourite theatre...
Probably can't give a favourite, but which one have you thought was the best night so far?
Last night I thought was really good.
When we were in, what, Sheffield?
Yeah, Sheffield. Sheffield was, I think, up there. Actually, Loughborough was great as well, I thought. Loughborough went, my diary went down very well. And Stamford, I think, is probably my favourite as well. How can I pick?
I just quite like the fact that, well, I haven't eaten McDonald's in I can't tell you how long, and every single night at the end of our night, we pretty much go and pick up a McDonald's.
Yeah, we're going to have to stop that.
we're
going to be balloons at the end of the tour.
We have our tour manager called Joe who comes with us. If you want to follow him on Instagram.
Production executive.
Production executive. Tour manager. If you want to follow him on Instagram, he's... Joe Barker. Was it JB Sound?
JB Sound UK.
JB Sound UK.
And he doesn't have any followers, so...
He doesn't.
But he hasn't done his first story yet, so obviously if you follow him, we're going to get him to do his first story, and it will be something exciting of us from tour, so...
But he has to come on tour every single night with us, and... He has to listen to our show every single night.
Yeah.
Every single night for 23 different dates going on. Because for us, it's like a little bit different every single night because we're kind of cruising around, we're having fun. It's a little bit more, you know, it's different for us because it's a different crowd. For him, he's pretty much watching the same show.
Well, no, because he can see the differences just as we can feel them, you know.
What is your biggest, like, nerve-wracking thing before you come on stage?
Well, it's worrying that I haven't gone to the loo. So I have to go to the
loo. Is that why you go to the loo every single time before we go?
Yeah.
We do this thing happens every single time. Like, I'll go to the bathroom, they'll be like, 10 minutes, do it on stage, and then I'll go to the bathroom, and then literally, as we're being called through, France will go, oh, no, wait, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, because I would have drank, like, a bottle of water to remain hydrated, and then
I think
suddenly I realise, oh, no, that was... I need to just make sure there's nothing, you know, just... Because I don't like to be uncomfortable. It messes with my... messes with my comedic timing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Also, the thing I love is that Francis obviously reads his diary out, which we don't have today for you, which I apologise about. It's because we're on tour and we haven't really had that much time. But he reads out his diary. Last night in Sheffield, he pretty much read out a completely whole new section of the diary. You pretty much did a stand-up.
Yeah.
What would be your, okay, fine, if this all goes to plan, this goes well, this whole tour, what would be your dream in the next 2 years?
To just keep making cider that everyone loves.
Shut up.
And everyone just, if everyone can just, if I can make cider and make people happy with my cider, then...
No, in terms of this show...
Well then, you know, I think we should maybe do another tour at some point. That would be fun.
In the south rather than most of the north?
Maybe in the American south. The deep south.
You want to go to America and do one?
Do a tour of the deep south, yeah.
Really? If you had to relate us to characters in the movie...
Yeah?
Who would you relate us to? Who would be you and who would play me?
I'd say maybe Pinky and the Brain.
That's the cartoon.
Yeah.
You'd be Pinky.
No, I'd be the Brain.
Okay, go on, let's say it has to be a movie. Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy.
It's not gonna be Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. Come on, who?
Yeah. You know that, what's it called? Hey Arnold.
Hey, why Hey Arnold? Hey, football!
Your shit head shit
why,
with football.
Why are you picking? Why are you picking so many like different cartoon things? Just pick like an actual movie.
All right, a movie.
Like a movie, which we two characters right. like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, or Batman and Robin, or
oh wait, what about
RoboCop and?
Let me think. Lord of the Rings, Frodo and Samwise. You're Samwise.
Isn't he called Samwise Ganji?
Yeah, Samwise Gamji.
It's not Gamji, is it Gamji or Ganji?
Gamji.
It is Gamji.
If you'd read the book, you would probably...
You've never read the book, Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I just found in the last Lord of the Rings book, it took him so... There are two things this is like...
You listened to it on audiobook, didn't you?
No, it is an audiobook. There are two movies when I was just like, come on, get up the freaking thing and just get it on with. I watched... The first one was Passion of the Christ, directed by Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. And even though, look, I know it's about Jesus and all these kind of things, the movie was pretty much him just climbing up the hill with the cross. And I was like, I know what happens. Like, let's just get to this point. Like,
what, do you want to get to the climax?
I didn't want to get to the climax. It was just more the fact that I knew. It just, the whole movie was him about climbing up this fucking hill with the cross. I was like, Jesus. It's like 3 hours of that.
I mean, it is called The Passion of the Christ.
Yes, I know.
Which is about that specific.
Oh, I thought it was going to be more leading about, like, his
No,
disciple.
The Passion of the Christ is him, you know, the procession up to the...
Is it?
Where he becomes crucified, yeah. It's the whole point. It's all in the title.
The Passion of the Christ means that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And all of the events leading up to him being crucified.
Okay, well, that's what I thought it was going to be more about. I thought it was going to be more about that. I thought it was going to be more about leading
up. No, it was. The events that happen as he's carrying his cross and all of, you know, the soldiers and all of that.
Okay, we had that one. Well,
and Judas.
And the other movie that was really intense for me to watch was Lord of the Rings, the last one, where again it took him ages to get up to the top of Mordor. I mean, it took fucking ages. I was sitting there going like, hurry up and get to the top.
So you saying there's some sort of parallels between Lord of the Rings and The Passion of the Christ?
There definitely are parallels.
Really?
Do you think there are parallels?
Well, what do you think the parallels are?
Well, it's the Saruman is like a leader, like he's an unearthly leader that no one really can imagine or see. It's the all-seeing eye and all these kind of things. And
who do you think Saruman would be in The Passion of the Christ?
Well, he wouldn't be, but I think Saruman is probably Satan, in a sense.
Yeah, or the Emperor.
Or the Emperor.
Yeah.
Are you giving...
Do you know which Emperor was?
Pompous.
Pontius Pilate. Pompous Pilate.
Yeah, so there are similarities, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking you. You're the one saying... Okay, so this is your thesis.
So he'd be Pontius Pilate.
So you think Saruman is Pontius Pilate?
Yeah. And who would Gollum be? That's the interesting...
Judas.
I was thinking that, but it probably would be Judas. And then Frodo's got his disciples. It is! It's the Passion of the Christ!
Mm. Yeah, but...
Has people made that reference before?
Except, no, I think you're the first.
Anyway, we digress, buddy. We really do, because we can't go on these...
You love that word, don't you?
I think you just love the fact that you're on tour with me. You get to hang out with me every single day. We get to go around the country every single day.
But you get to ask me... Whether you're constantly asking me whether I think you're famous enough.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No,
every
I day, don't.
Every time we're walking around, you're like, do they just recognise me? What's going on? Why are people not recognising me?
No, I don't at all.
You can't deny you were saying, I don't think, you know, maybe it's that I'm not known as much as I used to be, or people don't like me as much.
No, that is not true
at
all.
That's what you said.
That is not true at all. I did not say that.
Well, right? Now that we're on the record, I guess you're...
Look, why don't you read out all the other dates? Because we have all these other dates that we're going on. Why don't you read them out really quick?
Okay, let's see. There's still quite a few dates.
We've got a lot more dates.
We've got 17 dates left.
So why don't you read them out? So
today we are in Lincoln at the New Theatre Royal. On the 4th of October, we're in Leeds at City Varieties Music Hall. On the 5th of October, we're in Southport at the Atkinson. On the 6th of October, we're at Birmingham at the Old Rep Theatre. Then we go down south, Doon Sooth, as they say in Scotland. And the 8th, we're going to be in Swindon at the Wyvern Theatre. On the 10th of October, we're going to be in Newbury. These are all near where...
Don't
I
read out the theatre names, just read out the names.
The Corn Exchange. Well, how else are they supposed to know? On the 12th, the Bristol, the Anson Room.
Stop rubbing your hand with my face.
17th, Bridgewater, the Macmillan Theatre. 19th of October, the day before my birthday, at Southampton and NST Theatre. The 20th of October, the big day, Hertford Theatre. Hertford, whatever.
whatever for everyone in Hertford.
22nd of... we're back in Liverpool at the Epstein Theatre. 24th at Lancaster in the Grand. Lancaster, who knows? 26th in Preston, our biggest... show of the whole tour.
27th,
750-seater.
27th we're at Sale, the Waterside Arts Centre. Then 1st November.
No, 27th we're in Sale. We're not on Sale. We are on Sale, but we're also in Sale. We're on Sale in Sale at the Waterside Arts Centre. And then Cheltenham on the 1st of November at the Pitfield Pump Room. Corby, 03 November.
That's my birthday,
that's
my birthday.
At the Cube. We're never going to forget each other's birthdays now.
And then on the 7th and 8th, we're at the London Clapham Grand. So the 8th has been sold out, which is annoying, but the 7th, there are still tickets on, and it's a brand new date. So go and get your tickets, www.privatepartspodcast.com/privatepartslive. Or you get it on Ticketmaster, which I think a few are left. And, yeah. And if you're a student or under 25, the ticket is only £15, so go and grab it right now.
If they are sold out on Ticketmaster, we have more tickets on the website, so check out the website.
And also the great thing is that you can also get VIP tickets to come meet us, which is a meet and greet, get to meet us after the show and hang out. It's very exciting, and we're just very excited to see you all there. So we thought we'd give you a little bonus episode this week on Private Part, just to give you an update on the tour, how we're getting on. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we freaking love you. Francis, why don't you sign off with something really cool and inspirational?
The world is yours, just go and take it. Actually, not... don't take that literally like Jamie did when he went into Boots and shoplifted. But just go get it, you know, by hard work and determination.
Don't drop off, because we're going to give you a little sneak preview, a little clip, a little soundbite, a little entertaining bit of what's happening next episode. I strive for that, like, attention, right, and get the limelight. You know, so for you, if...
Why
you...
Why was that?
Well, that's what I mean.
Years.
Yeah, so how
and
did
then
you...
And I found stand-up comedy and I had an outlet for it. I remember.
No. I just want to make clear, I was not encouraging you to do stand-up.
I freaking knew it.
I do not want to be held responsible for inflicting that upon the world.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.